Monday, July 16, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m.
Did you like that?
I just kind of went.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Let's call the county Board of Commissioners to order. We'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall, the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom, and is reviewed for all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna switch things up here a little bit. We're gonna go into public comment here first. Usually we have it at the end, but I made the change last week, and I think the board we kind of talked about, we kind of liked it. So we're gonna go into public comment right now. So we are here to hear of any items that is not on the agenda, and the chair has the discretion to the limit of the time of the comment. So is anybody here that has a public comment that wants to talk about something that's not on the agenda? Anyone?
You guys come up and just kind of.
Yeah, you can come up the podium and just state your name and your address for the record, and you can state what you did.
And I'll explain your situation.
Okay. Come up here?
Yeah, right to the podium there. Okay. If you state your name, please,
your
name for us.
Your situation.
Even though we know you.
Okay. My name's Doug Vitatel, and I live out on 1361 Oakdale Road. I had talked to Marty last week, and I talked to Tony. Tony, come out to my house, and got a problem with the road construction going out there. They put the plant out there by my house, just right down the road. It isn't so much the plant, it's the traffic from the trucks traveling down the road. It's continuously a dirt cloud out there, and it's just, you can't even live outside. It's, everything's covered with dirt, and I've washed my patio down, everything down every day, just to control the dirt, and it's back the next day, and I'm not talking a little bit of dust from gravel. I'm talking quite a bit, and I'm breathing this stuff. I'm getting headaches, blood nose, all kinds of problems, and it's pretty bad.
The day that I talked to you on the phone, I was working in Wayne, and I came by there on my way back. Uh-huh. And did see what you were talking about. There's a lot of, it's like ants going on there, a lot of vehicle traffic in there. From the work being done out on Highway 20.
Okay, no.
And it is.
L Drive.
It's very.
It's unbearable to live there.
Have you talked about all the dust control or anything?
They put a dust control down, and it lasts maybe a day or two. And it's just
really.
And I sat there, and I honestly timed in 15 minutes. I had 22 trucks go by in 15 minutes. 15
minutes.
15 minutes.
Semis.
Yeah. And
the dust controls are still held up to that.
It's that many traffic, Bill. It won't last that long. You know, one thing that I suggest, and I would like to see the chair or the commissioners call the Night River and tell them what they did in front of their facility, you know, to get the trucks out of there in and out. You know, they put some blacktop, not a blacktop, but it's what
well, I'm talking putting a blacktop down. Yeah. I'm
it's
to
just
the point.
Yeah,
the millings, the blacktop millings.
Yeah, exactly.
And dust off that, if they get it good and thick, you know.
Well,
millings.
I don't know. I'm concerned about the silica dust in the air.
Yeah,
I'm being quite honest, and the health issues there. I did some more research on it, and I just don't want some long-term disability from it.
It's an interesting video. I mean, the dirt.
One thing that I... That
and that's just one date.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I want to tell you guys is that the day that the girls from Niagara Rivers came in front of planning and so on and to get the condition permit for that plant, the board stayed and they said, you know, I don't see any problems. There's the stipulation of two things that I want you guys to make sure that is going to happen. Number one, when you left the place, leave the place the way it was when you fired. And number two, take care of the road. Because, you know, with that many trucks, you're going to destroy it, you're going to do this. Well, the solids, we never thought of that. We never talked about the solids. The dust, excuse me. I'm thinking of the solids. Anyway, but it is a serious problem. Health-wise, you know, because Mr. Labor, he had a nose bleeding because the dust and... It could be a label.
It's not just Mr. Lever. It's me too, and my stepson.
Yeah.
Is no. We're all just breathing this crap, and you know, I choose to live out in the country. I understand there will be a little bit of dust. I mean, I understand, but this is beyond a little bit. This is way beyond.
And about two more months, they said.
Are they plan on finishing that project this year, 20?
That's what they think.
Okay.
Depends that.
So how far off the road, I mean, if there's something that was going to be done, if it was a different type of dust control or if it was millings, off of Highway 20 or wherever this, how far would we have to go? How many feet, roughly?
I measured it out this from Highway 20 to the end of my property line to the south, before Mr. Lieber's property line, it's exactly 700 feet. Another 300 feet more would take it up just past Mr. Lieber's driveway.
Then you have 1,000 foot.
So we're talking about 1,000 foot.
And that, does that get you to the plant then?
No. No, it does not. The plant's still down probably another 500 yards maybe.
Yes.
There are the only two residents.
It's about half a mile up the road. Is there any residence between your 1,000 foot in the plant?
We're the only two houses that are getting the fire.
Yeah. Yes. There is another house on the other side, the highway. I mean, on the other side, Oakdale, right on the corner, just right off the highway. And I'm sure they're getting dust too.
They are the corner house right along the highway. Yeah.
And I don't know them. They just moved in.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're getting quite a bit too. If I am.
But you've talked to them, and they won't.
They did it one time.
They did it once, and then last week they got on, tried doing something, and as of today, still the dust is starting to fly again, and it's just like, where is it in?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well,
you know,
they got to do something there.
And that's, you know, we can only do so much.
Yeah.
So I need that. I'm pushing for the blacktop plant's there. It isn't that many more feet. I'm pushing to get it blacktopped to hold the dust down. And it isn't so much. I just want my health to be good.
Yeah.
I don't want to be fighting this.
Well, they're a big company. It would like to do something there to help.
Well, it's a conditional use permit, right?
Yeah.
And who decides if they're meeting the conditions? I mean,
that's up to us.
It's up to us.
So they need to do something.
Yeah. Right away. I mean, not
right away. Not yeah. No, this is no waiting around. I mean, I've already lost 2 months of trying to stay in the house when I need to be doing something outside and I can't.
Yeah.
I will suggest, you know, that the chair give the Knife River a call and let them know what their feelings are, you know, and what concerns they have, you know, because very seriously, you know, and do something about it. Because, like you said, it's going to be a week or 2 weeks later. It might be too late, you know.
Yeah.
Because that was all of you when I was there.
Yeah.
What, you know, and of course, you know, I'm a Millings fan, right? Okay. Blacktop Millings. I love them. And I mean, I put them on my road, and you got to do it every so often, whatever. And it does get hard, and with the sun packing it, and this and that. I mean, there's not a lot of dust, very little dust, if any.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if that's an option. If I mean, obviously they have a lot of millings. I mean, because they're milling up, you know, blacktop daily.
Right.
You know, so why wouldn't they be able to maybe put that down? You know, maybe I can give Bruce a call. You know, I mean, would you suggest that, Fred? I mean, what would you think of putting millings down on that if that could be the case?
And I've heard, like you say, there's no dust that comes off a milling because of the oil base.
Right.
And they might have to add to it every week. You know, they're going to get beat in the ground, no doubt. But to keep the dust down, they might have to keep adding to those millings, which That's not a big cost to them.
But, okay, what about as much truck traffic that's going down that road? Is that just going to be nothing but a pothole mess because of the milling?
No, I think these millings will hold up pretty good. I mean, that's going to take attention. I mean, they just can't put them out there and leave it. They're going to have to add to it all the time.
They need to maintain it.
We can demand that they, you know, do something to make it so you don't have a mess, but I don't think we can demand them to blacktop your road.
Yeah. Well, millings can be graded.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be graded.
Yeah, you can grade those.
I mean, if it's over a long period of time where it, like, really, really, really packs, like, it's almost like blacktop, and it will. Mm-hmm. If you go out to my house, if you know where I live at, I've done it in my driveway over the years, and there's certain spots that are very compacted with looks like blacktop, and there's other spots that aren't. Yeah. But I've had somebody blade it for me, you know, before just to smooth it out. So it could be, you know, if it's over a 2 month period or a 3 month period or whatever it is, I mean, they could have attention to it on a weekly or you know, every 2 weeks or, you know, a couple times a week.
Or if you have an issue with it, if they do something and you start to have an issue, you call right away, and we make sure that it gets taken care of right away.
We've got a contactor. His name is Bruce Jurgensen. We work with him quite a bit with Knife River.
Okay.
That'd be a good phone call right there.
Let me ask you this. How much more would it take, though, if a guy wanted it blacktopped?
A bunch.
It'd be very expensive.
Because you'd have to have that minimum of probably...
Six.
Yeah, 6 inches.
Standard size concrete.
Yeah. The millings, you know, when I go to buy them, they're probably $13, $14 a ton when I go to buy them to put them down on my road. And I think on my road, from my road to my driveway, I think it's like 500 feet, roughly. And depending upon how thick you're going to put it down. But I've been doing it, you know, every couple years. So they wouldn't have a ton of money invested into this if they did want to go 1,000 feet. You know, with it, I know the road's wider than what my road's pretty wide, but.
But it was a full blacktop road.
Oh, it'd be
might be $500,000.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah, I think it would.
Well, X amount of years ago, we spent $70,000-$80,000 going in between the two Highway 20s out there on Elgin, and that was 6 inches, and we had the base already, another $20,000 in the base, and I think it was $100,000, and that was not very far. And that was 6 inches, you know, so.
Well, I'm seriously concerned about the silica dust. If they're, you know, it's right now my air conditioner units, I've had to wash them out, and I'm getting this sucked into the house too, my filters. You know, I usually change once a month. I'm changing every 2 weeks.
Yeah, it has to be an inconvenience, no question about it.
And this isn't working.
Let's do this here. When we're done with the meeting today, Fred and I will try to get a hold of Bruce, and we'll try to get something figured out there. But we want to go. Dale, what's your address, Dale?
No, what is it?
1360.
Mine's
1361.
That's awesome. You don't even know your own address.
I've got too many addresses.
I know. I know you do. That's why I said it. That is awesome.
That's
13 what?
63,
Oakdale. As long as one of your addresses isn't right across the parking lot here, you're in good shape.
Okay, we'll give Bruce a call then.
One thing I will suggest when you guys talk to them.
All right. I know your numbers.
So. When they get done, make sure they left the road. In good conditions, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want no potholes or anything like that.
And this won't be their last project in Dakota County. They'll be back in front of us.
I think
they'll be good to work with.
Yeah, Knife River's good people to work with.
They just need to
make it right.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll get a hold of Bruce.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Have a great day.
Can I say something?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to come up to the podium?
I just wanted to add the other day, last Wednesday.
That's Dale Lieber, right? 1363 Oakdale?
Yeah,
Dale Lieber.
Okay. I was out there last Wednesday. It was terrible. I tried to mow. I got a headache, nosebleed. You couldn't even see the cattle yard. And I got cattle and calves there. And my garden is just dust, and it's killing it, actually. The leaves on tomato plants, the blossoms are just falling off. It's that bad. And I got a hold of, I started taking pictures of all the dust and the semis going by, and pretty soon here this gal from the plant come down, wanted to know what was going on. I said, just look, the dust. Well, we're doing everything we can in our control to do the, take care of it. And I said, really, you're not. As this is a problem here, and it needs to be taken care of. Well, there won't be anybody come out here until Monday. I said, you mean I got to spend 6 days out here like this? I said, something's got to be done now. So she left. All she could say is, we're doing everything we can. So anyway, I got a hold of Dan Lewis at Knife River. He's a real nice guy. Told him the situation. He said, we'll have somebody out there right away. So here they come with a maintainer on a low boy, and they come out with a truck, and they started putting down the calcium chloride is what they're putting down. That's what they're putting on the highways out here that's eating the roads up. You know, highly corrosive stuff. Well, we're breathing that in too now off that road. So
what was the thought on that? What was that? What's the theory to make that help with the dust, the calcium chloride?
Well, have you ever heard of such a thing, Fred? I don't mean to interrupt you, Dale, but have you heard of such a thing, putting that on a road, on a gravel road?
On a dusty road?
It's magnesium chloride is what they use for dust control. And it's a different type of chloride that they use for...
ice.
For...
snow.
Snow.
So anyway...
This is not corrosive, the method, what they put on the road. So.
We're still breathing that stuff in, all that off the road. And anyway, this Dan Lewis, he said, and they come right out, and they started grading it and started putting the solution on, and it took care of it for a while. And he's a real nice guy to talk to. And I explained the situation of livestock there and all that. And so I think if you called him, I have his number. I give it to Tony.
Got it.
And he'd be the guy to talk to.
Do you know him, Fred?
No, I do not.
Dan Lewis?
Jorgensen is the one I
do. Yeah.
Dan Lewis is the big shot at Knife River. He'll get something done.
Well, we'll start with Bruce because we have his contact and see what he says. And then when we talk to him, we'll find out who Dan is. Okay? Because Bruce has been there a long time as well.
Yeah, okay.
So, but we'll get some answers for you. And, Doug, what's your phone number?
My phone number is
712-259-8636.
8636. Okay. Dale, give me the number again.
Dale Lewis?
Yeah.
712-252-2766.
Yeah, once we're done here, we'll give Bruce a call and we'll see what we can get done there.
It's here somewhere.
2766. Okay.
You got Bruce's number too.
Yeah, I got Bruce's number. Yep. Yeah, without a doubt. I've seen the pictures, the video. Yeah, that has to be an inconvenience. But we'll see if we can get something done for you guys.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, is there any other public comment? Okay, if not, I want to make a quick comment here. Obviously, if anybody has read the paper from last week on the letters to the editorial, the meeting, our last meeting here, we had all the citizens from out by Elkdale here to talk about the bridge. And some lady put an article in the paper. Her name is Marie Culbertson. And basically, it reads that after she was attending a county board meeting, it became quite clear that January cannot come soon enough for the citizens of Dakota County. The board appeared to have no clue and no plan how to deal with the bridge that needed replacing. Okay, well, first of all, I want to touch base on that real quick because it was 6 days later when we had our meeting of when that bridge had issues. Okay, so, and we were on it immediately with engineers, and I don't know if this lady was here sitting during the time or she listens to the meetings or if she has some... you know, somebody that is, you know, that she's answering to or somebody's answering to her or whatever the case may be, but it doesn't matter. The point is the next day when that bridge went out, when I got the phone call from Fred, Bill was out of town, and normally I would call Bill, we would go up in the air, we would take a look at things, we'd take pictures. Back in 14, Joan, Bill, and I went out and looked at all the water damage, and unfortunately, we did not take pictures, which I wish we would have. So That was the first thing that came to my mind. So, of course, Bill's out of town. So I ran out to Martin's Airfield, got a hold of Gene. He donated the plane, okay, and I personally paid for the instructor, the pilot, to take me up for an hour to fly around the county and to get pictures of everything and get them to Joan for NEMA, okay? So I personally paid for that guy to take me up, okay? I want to point that out, all right, for number one. And number two is obviously, but she states the most engaging thing that she came across was during the testimony, obviously, on the bridge when I made the greetings to Arnie Malik, which is was a county employee for 40 years. I don't know Arnie. And if anybody's ever seen Arnie in a Hawaiian shirt and tan and looking good, I bet you no one's ever seen that. Okay, it was the first time for me anyways. Okay, so he threw me off. And, of course, I made the comment about Hawaii and about, you know, when they put the lay on you. Okay, and obviously I offended this lady, and that's too bad. I apologize for that if I offended her by saying that. And basically she puts that it was boorish, unquote, which is unprofessional, my appearance, and unfunny, and that we deserve better than that. Okay. So my comment back to her, okay, if she thinks that we deserve better than that and she can do better than that, she can go to the proper channels and proper people in the county here, okay? And if she can find somebody and she can convince them that they're better than I am, I will give my resignation to Joan Spencer if she thinks that she can replace me, okay? I don't have a problem with that. So what my point is, she don't have to wait till January. The sooner she gets it done, if she thinks she can get it done, I'll walk away. That's my point. The only thing I got to say is good luck to her, all right? That's all I got to say.
I got one quick comment. In my lifetime, I have never seen a board member more devoted, more dedicated than Scott Love to this board. He's at this courthouse every day. And, you know, maybe he made a comment that wasn't appropriate, but obviously he's done a great job here. He's going to be missed. And it's too bad that somebody threw him under the bus like this, because it's you don't want to go out like that, you know.
I agree with that.
He deserves praise, believe me.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. Okay, so let's if we're done here, let's move on to the consent agenda items here. The consent agenda items, A, we got the approval of the previous minutes from January 2nd of 2018. We got the approval of payroll claims. We got the approval of accounts payable. And we got the officials' reports from the clerk registered deeds and the clerk of district court. So with that, I just need a motion from someone for the consent agenda items.
I'll make a motion to accept the
consent agenda items. Okay, we got a motion by Marty on the consent agenda items, and we got a second by Tony. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business, the approval of the chair to sign an annual certification form regarding the allocations and expenditures of the highway, street, and bridge buyback programs. Okay, so I think everybody has that. It's in their packet. It's just basically an annual certificate that they got to sign and send back. If anybody had any questions on it, the dollar amounts. Fred, you want to add anything to that? It's just pretty simple.
Something we have to go through to get our funds.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, I just need a motion for me to sign this, the certificate and certification, and we'll get it sent in.
So move to have the chair sign the certification form.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony on the certification form for the expenditures of the highway, street, bridge buyback programs, and a second by Bill. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay. Miscellaneous, Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, the Road Report. Fred, welcome.
Total road maintenance, July 1st through the 14th, excuse me. Total road maintenance, 275 hours. Tree and debris removal, 10 hours. Bridge maintenance, 6 hours. Culverts, 19 hours. on one and four and a half, on another one, Blyberg and 260th Street. Mowing 8 hours, garbage 5 hours, gravel 2,546 tons, sign repair and barricades 2 hours, two road concerns that were reported, grading 270th and S Avenue.
Things going well?
We're catching back up a little bit.
Right.
There's some more shallow ditches. NEMA was here last week.
How'd that all go over? All right?
Took them on the tour, showed them the bridge. Didn't seem to be anything that they were concerned or questioning that didn't meet damage to the county.
Okay, so it's been 2 weeks since we've met. What have we gotten resolved on that bridge yet? I mean, have you heard back from the engineers?
Have a signed agreement.
Okay.
From the start, and they're designing now. We did move it over. If you heard the request from the people who lived out there, they wanted to straighten the road over the right of way. We got that taken care of,
yep.
So that's part of the design now. It goes through design, approval by the state, and then up for bids. So we're still on basically on step.
So we're just in our formality procedure is what we are. Okay. Sounds good. Any questions for Fred? If not?
I will go make a call to Bruce.
Will you please?
Right now.
Okay.
And did he say that the other gentleman at Knife River is a Lewis, correct?
His name's Dan Lewis.
Dan Lewis. Okay. I will see what Bruce tell him that the asking Millings. I'll ask him what their plans are.
Okay. Yeah, just tell him that.
Something's got to be done. Something. I don't know what his plans are, but if it's nothing, it's not going to be good. But
yeah.
I don't want to tell the board, but if we have to close the road to truck traffic until something's done, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go.
Yep. Does that sound fair to
you? Yeah, that would probably be our next.
I know I wouldn't want to do that to Knife River. I'm sure that's very costly, but until something's done.
They need to pay their attention, yeah.
Okay. Stupid. I wanted to make sure we're all on the same page.
Stupid Vetterville didn't come here a couple weeks ago. I'm sure this has been going on for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He said 2 months.
The dry they get. Yeah. The drier they get.
With all that rain we had.
Probably not. Yeah.
With
all our. Don't know exactly what the solution is, but we'll find one.
Right? Thank you, Fred.
And they're not. You know, they do it every day. They all have a solution. Yep.
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it. Okay, B, we're going to move to Sheriff Kleinberg, the jail report. Sheriff? Welcome. Good day to you.
How you doing?
Great.
How's vacation?
Good.
Good.
But just a little comment. I put the calcium chloride on my road, and it does not last long. I put 2 bags of that in front of my house and my neighbors. We kind of take turns. In the mornings, it's good because it holds the dew. It just holds the water in. But by the evening, it's...
Yeah. Well, east of Homer, there where Jenkins is. Marks does that, I think. And that is... They do it twice a year.
Well, Marks does something completely different. They put this maple...
Molasses
stuff down.
Well, it works. Yeah. And it works.
It does work, but it ruins the road, in my opinion, because up on 42nd, he done that, and it's like it holds so much in, it makes the road. And if I put too much of this calcium stuff down, if I spread like 4 bags out,
soft.
It just kind of leaves washboards. And I don't know. I think when Mark sprays that, I think they spray too much of it because it's that road. He hasn't done that this year. This dust is still gone, but the road you can see where.
But you got to remember when they do it somewhere, they get the permission from Fred, and then they avoid those spots.
They don't grade.
For grading. For grading is what they do.
That could be some of it too.
I think that's probably until it becomes a liability to the county, and then we'll go in if it does. That's kind of the way it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it looks good. The jail report. I like those federal business. I don't know who do we pat on the back for that? Is it Kevin? You?
Well, Kevin sure did talk to the marshals, and it helped us get some more marshals in here. That's for sure. We've done a little deal with that, and I think I told you last time when we waived the transport costs back and forth to the courthouse. So according to Randy, it's kind of screwing us. But honestly, I don't think it is. It just leaves us with a lot more transports because who they're bringing over here now is all the people that are pre-trial. So we're doing, but these are just the transports from the jail to the courthouse and back. And that was like $87 we were billing for that round trip. It takes 2 deputies. Mm-hmm. And really, I don't care. For the money, for the money that we're... Well, let me read this report here. So for June, county inmates 89, this is per day, federal 27, 0.3 on juveniles, total in-house is 116. For the 2018 calendar year, it was 91, 12 federal inmates, and that's going to come back up because it's just been the last couple months that we've been doing this. 40.43 for juveniles, 103 in-house. The fiscal average is 90 county inmates, 15 federal, 0.09 juvenile, and 105 in-house. So I was just looking at these numbers for the meeting here. In June marshals alone, we brought in 43,228. Last year at this time, it was 9,658. So ICE, with doing the ICE holds, hold your tongue and say that. Anyway, last year at this time, it was $400 for the month of June. It was $5,200. So I know that's not a big amount, but hey, man, that helps a lot. So federal for June was just federal alone. That was by the combination of both was almost 60 grand. Fiscal marshals, 225. Fiscal ICE, 104. And I didn't get the numbers on that. So fiscal federal was 331,000. Last year at this time, it was 167,000.
Yeah, double.
Huge. Yes, and I think that's the big pain in our side that we've been missing for the last couple of years in here. 2018 calendar federal is almost 200 grand. June county contracts, 3,300. And looking at these reports from the years prior to being in here, we didn't really do a lot of contractual for our neighboring counties. Mm-hmm. We're doing quite a bit of that now. There's a lot of factors in that. I don't know. So 2018, 17-18 fiscal county contracts is 83,000. So the cost per day, so this is the second month in a row we've had it down below 50. So it was at 48.24, which at the beginning of the year we're looking at 65. January was $74 per inmate. And we had a little meeting with our medical people, and I think that might have helped a little bit. I don't know. That has yet to be determined. Jail spent $168,000 for the month of June. It was at 98% of a total estimated quarterly budget. We were 2% under budget for the fiscal year. Jail was at 100% at the end of June for our fiscal budget, so we pretty much spent every dime we had. $22,000 less than allotted for June, which is 11.75 under the budget for the month. So we spent $22,345 last month to operate. And then bookings, Sheriff's Office 38, PD 39, NSP 2, and self court feds, other 59, 8. So, yeah, I think homeless. We got this new category of homeless, and I think there's more than just one. Mm-hmm. But, you guys, I was real happy with this, and I think it's getting a lot better. So now we just, sounds stupid, but we haven't raised our federal housing costs. It's been 13 years. So I just hit him with $10 a day more. I don't think I'm going to have a problem getting that either. And when our meeting, he had more than once said, that comes out of a different pile of money. That pile of money is almost endless. It's the transport that he wanted me to help him with. That little transport.
That lost up that
very small budget.
Good.
So... So I think, in a sense, what he was saying is, if you can get rid of this, go ahead and hit me with a little more per diem and we will average out. So
that
I think that's
what we're going to do. That makes it 75
then a day.
Increase. Yes, it would. That's what we're trying to increase the feds up to, 75.
Good. So then with your transports, you just transport them and then they take custody of them once you hit the courthouse. So you're running them
Correct.
Back and forth. You're not sitting with anybody.
We're not sitting with them. And that doesn't include medical transport.
Yeah.
That doesn't include any other transports, mm-hmm. just the pre-trials going no. to court and back at the federal building. No. And to make up for that, man, this is a hell of a deal. Because he only guaranteed me 15, and we've been averaging 20 to 22 in there. Mm-hmm. We just went and got five today.
If we had the beds, the chief over there said he could give us 40, 50.
We don't have the beds.
And, but we don't. So...
So, that should make everybody smile, Joan.
It all makes a difference.
That sure helps. All right, any questions for Sheriff? Thanks, Sheriff. Appreciate it.
Good job. All right. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to C. We're going to discussion and or approval regarding the dispatch new hire at the Communications Center. At our last LEC meeting, I know that they are really strapped for help. They have enough people, but obviously Tracy and the other people, Phil, and talking to Chief and et cetera, they think they need another person for just vacations and overtime and et cetera. I know they've had some part-time help over the years, and I think it's tough to be able to get them in there, if I'm not mistaken. Is that what she said, Tony, to get them in there to be able to work?
Yeah.
So they'd like to hire a full-time person to fill in the gaps for everyone.
Can I speak to an address?
Absolutely.
So, exactly what Scott said, and I was asking for the last LEC meeting, would complete. You guys, since Tracy's been in there running that LEC, running the comm center, it's completely changed. Prior to Tracy running the show like she is now, we had employment service people in there. We had more part-time people. We were missing shifts. Since she's been in there, we haven't hardly had any turnover.
No turnover.
And we don't use the employment companies anymore. She completely handles it. Very little overtime even. They are, in the evenings here, especially this time of the year, they get very busy. And we've been on calls here recently where they just can't. With pursuits, all the pursuits we're getting into, they cannot keep up with that. That's what she wants to do, is have someone fill in them areas. And it greatly helps us. So she's not asking for much. And I think if you look at their budget and what she's done in there in the last 3 or 4 years since she's had control of that, it more than makes up for this extra person they're going to put in there. We built it into the LEC and we upgraded the comm center. There's already a desk for them. There's already a terminal for them to go. It's ready to go. I just got to tell you that I think that's a very important position. And I know it's adding to government and everything, but she's more than made up for what we were spending before on all these part-time people and overtime.
With our board, the LEC board, being supposedly, depending upon who you ask, an advisory board to the commissioners and to the city council, I mean, we do make decisions there, but obviously when it comes to something like this, they like to be able to take it to the city and then obviously, you know, to here, which is fine. And the city has already approved it. And, of course, Tracy called me, I think it was last week, I wanted to know if it was on the agenda, and, of course, we got it on the agenda. So, and I think you couldn't have said it better, you know, myself, the way you put it.
She's doing an excellent job.
Yeah, it seems like it's a very, the whole work environment has really changed up there. And, like I said, there's no turnover, you know, and it is very important to make sure somebody's there to answer that phone.
They get to it eventually, but when you got deputies or any other law enforcement, one of these they just don't have time to answer them sometimes. And I tell you, and this where she's going to fill this person in, it's going to make a big difference.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think she told me it was like 40, just the salary was like 40 or 42,000, I think. 42. And then, of course, we got to, you know, factor in some, you know, the matching and the insurance and all the above. So, you know, I'm guessing it's going to probably be an expense to the county of probably $26,000-$27,000, probably. I'm just guessing, maybe, you know, tops.
We'll get some more feds.
Hey, Sheriff,
what do you think the cause is of the, you know, the additional pursuits? Like, say, every time you turn on the nightly news, there's another pursuit. Any idea what the hell people are thinking or what's going on there? What's your...
Summertime, man, full moon. People
no,
crazy.
I got speculations, but to say that, I don't know. I know in the past year and a half, 2 years, I don't think there's one of us that hasn't went through a set of stop sticks. And it always seems to end up with the deputy stopping. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I do notice that.
And they're getting good at it. Mm-hmm. We got some deputies that have been on multiple, and they are very good at it. They're getting very X out the trainings. I mean, this used to happen like every 6-7 months, and it just seems like it's... And they're backing off of some of them. Some of them will even back off. This particular last one where we got the truck wrecked, that was a weird situation, and I kind of wished, you know, it's a long story, but I don't know what's causing it. People just feel like, you know, usually when you stop these people, there's a lot of crime involved with it, so it's criminals getting away with stuff that aren't used to getting caught.
Damn, people don't realize how dangerous it is to deploy said stop sticks. So
I got videos that I can show you just with these guys that would.
Yeah.
I can't even watch them.
So is it true that Sheriff, what's his name, across the river, Drew, did he call off?
They drew.
Pursuits?
We all do that. Sioux City has a policy where they don't pursue. South Sioux is kind of about the same way. So really it kind of falls back on both sheriff's offices on both sides. Different laws over here than what it is over there. But they will. If it's not something that's like, you know, back off. Why? You don't want to kill anybody. But then again, if you don't catch them, what happens? They build up because these people think...
It's a fine line. I know it's a tough... It'd be a tough predicament for... You know, a deputy or a police officer to be able to, you know, decipher.
You got to make that decision.
Right.
The deputies do.
The call, well, they have to, and I understand that. But it's just like, you know, how much traffic there is and what the situation is and which way they're going. Like you said, you don't want to put lives in danger because, you know, obviously they're running. They'll do whatever they got to do to get away.
This last particular one where we got, it was overshot, I think. Now, is that enough to pursue somebody? I could care less about Walmart at this particular point. It costs us a lot. That could be a Saks Fifth Avenue out there or a Macy's if people of this county knew how much that store cost them. Mm-hmm. But at the same token, the guy that was driving, I mean, look what just happened up in Yankton. Yeah. Hit his lights. His kid had multiple charges on him.
Multiple.
Shut his lights off. Killed everybody in the car. Mm-hmm. And the poor innocent people that they run into. So, gosh, it's a hard call, guys. I don't know. I know what the attorneys will say. Shut your lights off and do not pursue, especially the insurance company. I don't care if they're shooting at you. Don't pursue. But do we want them people running around our community? I don't.
I came up on that wreck up there. I was leaving that
you
night.
You did?
Yep.
You seen a Dakota County vehicle over there?
Up in Yankton?
Oh, no. Up in Yankton?
Yeah. Yeah. And they said the engine... They had both lanes shut down because the engine was in the other was in the eastbound lane. Yeah, that's sad. It just breaks my heart because it's uncalled for.
It is.
And I know you got a 12-year-old girl that lost her mom and sister and
for no reason.
Yep, stupid reasons. But
thank you.
Yep, thanks, Sheriff. Okay, we're going to go on to D. We're going to go into closed session to discuss the Road Local 251. Union contract negotiations. So, with that said, I need a motion to go into closed session.
Hey, do we need the motion for the new hire?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Jeez. Yeah, we got to kind of sidetrack. Okay. What's the board's pleasure on the new hire for the communication center? Obviously, we don't know the exact dollar amount, but I think it's, I mean.
And we pay half.
Yeah. And, of course, you know money's always tight, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we have our bases covered with, and I think Tracy, like Sheriff said, she's doing an outstanding job, and she ain't having the turnover, I guess we're just going to have to try to figure out.
Kevin, you'd probably be the best one to speak on that.
I think it's warranted. I mean, I've seen what they go through, and I've seen the staffing issues in the past when we've used people that probably shouldn't have been there. Because we needed a body in that chair, and Tracy has. She's made such an improvement, but you're stretching everyone so thin. We've got, you know, one of the deputies helps out, and she'll go from her shift to there, and we've got dispatchers that'll be working the night shift and then the day shift.
Yeah,
and it's just.
She said it can be a little bit overwhelming. Well, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make a motion to approve. For the new dispatch hire at the Communications Center, along with, of course, the city's approval of their city council.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by myself and a second by Tony on the Communications new hire center. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for stopping me on that. And D, closed session here to discuss the 251. So I need a motion to go into closed session. Okay, I got a motion by Tony.
I'll second.
And a second by Kevin to go into closed session to discuss the Union 251 contract negotiations. So thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Sheriff, you going to be around later? You going to be in a jail tour with us?
I'm always around. Oh, that's right. We got a jail tour.
Huh?
I'm going to cry around because I need paint, so... So I'm waiting for you.
Okay, we'll see you.
Okay, one more time. I'm going to just say that we're going into closed session to discuss the road local 251 union contract negotiations.
Sorry, Scott. Sorry,
Chair. That's all right.
Want me to shut?
Yeah, please. Come out of closed session and we'll make a... we going, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Okay, get a motion by Bill.
Second.
Second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to move on to E. We're going to the board to discuss and approve and give the chair permission to sign the comprehensive master agreement between the road department, Local 251, and Dakota County. So, here we go. I need a motion to sign and to accept the 3-year deal.
I make that motion.
Got a motion by Marty.
Second.
Second by Tony Gomez. Call roll, please, Joan.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, that was good. Thank you for what you do for the guys. And
no, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really appreciate the board's willingness to work for the... help the members out, you know. It just, and it also shows the workers that somebody's standing behind them too.
Sure. Right.
Which improve morale and hopefully productivity, or at least keep it at the level it's at.
You know, we got a good crew out there, and I got to tell you a story. Years ago when I was out there helping a little bit, you guys take off in the wintertime for a vacation, and every one of them without exception said, if you need me, I'll be on vacation. If you get a snowstorm, call me. I'll come back. You know, most of the time, guys leave and, hey, see you in 2 weeks. Don't bother me. These guys, they are all dedicated. They'll agree. They'll do a good job. They all pride to work.
Well, I believe that your superintendent deserves a little credit, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I very rarely ever have any complaints from anybody on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good.
I take my hat off to him as well.
Good. We'll pass that on. Yeah,
that's good to hear. And I think that Fred doesn't, and obviously he has a pretty tough job.
Absolutely.
You know, and I wouldn't want his job. I wouldn't want a lot of jobs. But anyways, he doesn't get enough credit. More criticism than credit. But he knows what it's all about. He handles it well, but... Okay, well, listen, thanks for coming, and thanks for everything you do for the guys, and we'll keep on plugging away, and we'll see you in 3 years.
Do you have a contract for me to sign to just take care of it?
What? I did not print one out.
I have one.
Okay.
Beautiful.
He's ready.
Okay, we're going to move on here real quick while we're doing this. Go ahead, you can do whatever. Is there any commissioner committee reports?
I don't know. Yeah.
Is there any mail or emergency business?
Mail.
I like the public comment at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think that's a
good
move.
I tell it's got that.
Yeah.
I think going forward, that is. I would like
that. Yeah.
We got a letter from Carl Snees, Nebraska Department of Transportation, letting us know that LB 1009 is being put into effect and that we will have 65 mile an hour on as soon as the signs are up. The sign has to be up before they can enforce it. Highway 9, 35, 129, 20, 75, and 77.
It's going from 65 to 70.
60 to 65.
Oh, 60 to 65?
Yeah.
Highway 20 goes rolling.
Wow.
I always thought it was 65.
Everybody drives 65, don't they?
I'm on
Is that it? Put us back to him. So that's pretty good news, I guess, right? Isn't it?
Regular.
Hey, and then real quick, Joan, do you want to just point that out real quick? And I wanted Tony to see that as well.
And you're right there.
Basically, is what's happening is Tiffany is trying to get a grant for mammograms for women from 40 to 75, and we need to somehow get it out into the community. And there's it shows the free, the dollar amount free on your household, how many people in income, and it's $5 donation that it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great deal if they can get women to do it.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks for coming up.
Thank all of you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyways, Marty, we kind of talked about maybe the church bulletins for different, the different churches or whatever. But anyway, I think it's, she said they went to Tyson, talked to thousands of people, and they had four people sign up. People don't want to know, obviously. I don't know. But anyways. Okay. That's it. So what we're going to do is we will, once we get to we're going to do our jail tour, which is F on the agenda. And we're going to make a quarterly visit. And then once we are done over there, we will adjourn from there. So I'm going to get a copy of that. Right there's your copy. What do you think?